Strategies for industrial development. Much of South Africa's economic activity has occurred in the four main core areas. This centralization has led to an overconcentration of people and economic activity in these areas that causes problems such as overuse of services, traffic congestion, housing shortages, and pollution. South Africa has tried through the process of decentralization to develop industries in the peripheral areas and spread economic wealth to these areas. Centralization refers to the development of economic activities in a central location. Decentralization is the development of economic activities in an area away from the central location. Post-apartheid strategies aim to develop economic points away from the core areas. The first post-apartheid strategy, Reconstruction and Development Program, also known as RDP. The government focused on improving the basic needs of people, which included providing houses, running water and electricity, improving healthcare and education, providing employment, and developing small businesses. This program came to an end in 1996. The RDP did not achieve all it was meant to, but some progress was made in meeting the basic needs of disadvantaged people. The second post-apartheid strategy, growth, employment, and redistribution, also known as GEAR. The aim of this policy was to encourage foreign investment in South Africa, create jobs, and eradicate poverty throughout the country. GEAR did not result in the economic growth. The third post-apartheid strategy, Manufacturing Development Program. Large firms were offered tax holidays if they locate in an area targeted for industrial development, employed large numbers of laborers, and produced certain goods. This program did create more jobs, but most development occurred in the already industrialized core areas. The fourth post-apartheid strategy, small, medium manufacturing grant. Small firms paid lower taxes provided they employed a minimum number of people. Most development occurred in the core areas and did not in the periphery. The fifth post-apartheid strategy, industrial development zones and spatial development initiatives. Industrial development zones, also known as IDZs, are zones of industrial development close to harbors and airports. 8 IDZs have been identified, but not all of those have been developed. Buffalo City includes East London, Bishop, and King Williamstown is a good example of an IDZ. Spatial development initiatives, also known as SDIs, are corridors in the rural areas that have been identified for economic development. Transport infrastructure is being developed and improved, and support provided for agriculture, tourism, and industry. The project is aimed at creating jobs and attracting foreign investment. 11 corridors of development, or SDIs, have been identified.